Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, if I had a nickel for every time I heard the local news this morning say, we need the moisture, I'd have like 47 bucks right now.
I was laughing so hard. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, how many times do you think they're going to say this?
Yeah. It finally hit us, though, last night.
It really did, yeah.
Man, it was intense in my neck of the woods. It was definitely one of those big electrical lightning storms,
yes,
along with the rain and the hail and the wind. It was intense, really
intense.
It was. Intense.
And you think they would have put more emphasis on this round of storms versus the Tuesday into Wednesday one, which was nothing. And they made it seem like we were all going to get pelted with baseball size hail the
You're
whole
right.
night. But last night was pretty crazy. And even this morning driving in, it was, you know,
still sprinkling. Coming down in my neck of the woods, raining like crazy. And you know what? I looked at my grass. I was like, well, look at you. We need the moisture, little grass.
Hey, where have you been?
The only downside is it was trash night, and I noticed the wind had blown open my trash cans, and there was some trash everywhere. And you know those babies are like halfway full of water.
Oh.
So those poor garbage trucks today, trying to pick those up, full of water. But yeah, it was nasty. It kept me up for, I don't know, about an hour in between about 10 and 11 o'clock last night because it was coming down so hard.
Oh.
And we got a skylight in our master bedroom. It's like off into the bathroom area. So it hits that thing hard. And I just lay there wondering, well, is that going to smash?
Well, I'm sure
what
it's
do I do
noisy.
If that smashes?
I'm and sure it's loud.
Yeah, it's loud. It's incredibly loud. But I'm also sitting there thinking, well, when's that going to start leaking?
Oh, do you do that every time? Every time it rains?
If there's a hard rain,
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Man, why? It's one of those things, too, that I think the next time we get our roof replaced, I want them to seal that up. It's just, it's one of those, it's like a ticking time bomb for me. It's going to smash open. It's going to start leaking. Something's going to happen. Somebody's going to be up there and they're going to fall through it. I don't know.
Well,
it's time to get rid of the skylight.
Do you enjoy the sun peeking in on you? Okay.
Because the sun, the way the sun moves, the way the earth moves, the sun hits that skylight and the bathroom heats up to Hades.
Oh, no.
It's really, really hot in there.
So all the positives the skylight's supposed to bring you doesn't happen.
Zero
so
positives with the skylight.
Why have it?
I go squeeze my toothpaste tube and it's so warm in there. It's like, it's just
water
coming out. Nasties. I know, right?
Gross.
Everybody got a visual.
It's funny.
Time for a little sports action here. At Mix 100, I know Josh has some Tay-Tay stuff here in a second, but I did stumble across this story this morning. Speaking of delicious food, they say that the World Cup has served up some amazing soccer matches, but it's also served up some amazing food.
Yeah.
And I got some of this food at some of the stadiums. Out in Miami, they have the Fancy AF Tots. It's three fried hash browns topped with caviar, some sort of cream that I can't pronounce, and chives for $75.
That's not fresh.
They got some sort of empanada in Miami as well. It's a massive 5-pound chicken and cheese empanada that is $40.
Oh, that'll feed a crowd, though.
It's a five-pound empanada.
Whoa.
How about the Twinkie Cheeseburger in Los Angeles? A cheeseburger topped with a bacon-wrapped jalapeno that's stuffed with brisket and cream cheese.
Okay, a Texas Twinkie. That's different.
I was a little disappointed because I thought they were actually putting Twinkies on this cheeseburger.
I'm glad they're not. I'm so glad they're not.
There's a short rib poutine in Vancouver. It's fries loaded with gravy, pulled short ribs, and cheese curds.
That sounds
good. I just got goosebumps.
That's my favorite one so far.
Mm-hmm. And the maple bacon smoky in Vancouver. It's smoked sausage topped with bacon, bacon onion jam, and maple syrup. Oh, gooseys again.
Coming for your cheese curds.
And finally, they say a lot of these stadiums are serving $20 beers. So just think about that. A beer for $20.
Beers are expensive now.
Oh, it's unreal.
Too much. Man, oh man. There's Jer on sports. Josh, what you got?
Well, Travis Kelce has been in the news a lot lately because he teamed up with one of his tight end buddies, George Kittle, and then Greg Olsen as well a few years back and formed a tight end university. It's essentially where the veterans of the NFL will get together and teach the youngster tight ends of the NFL a thing or two about how to really be successful in the league. This has become a week-long little mini-camp thing that tight ends will do around the league. And this year it was hosted in Nashville. So naturally, at the end of the week when it was all said and done, they had a massive party and Lainey Wilson showed up. And she was one of the big stars there to do a little concert, private concert for everybody. Well, guess who Lainey Wilson brought out on stage?
Travis Kelce.
No, the other one.
Snoop Dogg.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
She brought out Taylor Swift to sing a 2008 rendition of Love Story.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
There it is.
There it is. That's cute, huh?
That's cute.
I wish they had brought out Travis Kelce to sing.
No, I'm glad they did it.
And all the other tight ends. Isn't that a funny name for a sports position?
It sure is. One of the biggest things that got the crowd cheering was when she said he pulled out a ring. Taylor Swift flashed her wedding ring, her engagement ring. And it was so cute, and it was such a fun time, and everybody screamed.
Tight ends for everybody.
Taylor's been busy, man. She's been making songs for Toy Story. She's been at Madison Square Garden for the NBA Finals. She's been tight end university.
She's busy lady, isn't she?
For her
getting
possible,
ready for the,
quote unquote,
wedding. Yeah, gonna marry that tight end.
Garden.
There's some very important sports updates here at Mix.
Viral local moments, local legends, and just enough national drama to keep your group chat spicy.
Hope you guys are ready for this. It's JKJ's Mile High Hype
on Mix 100.
Well, let's see what's going on this goofy planet. We'll give you some national stuff and local stuff. Nationally, let's head out to New York. It's looking more and more like Tay-Tay and Kelce. The wedding is really going to be happening at Madison Square Garden next weekend.
Yeah.
City Hall has confirmed that a permit application was filed to close off the surrounding streets from the 2nd through the 4th. There's also going to be a big public tent set up outside the venue that's going to hold about up to 1,000 attendees. So they're speculating that it'll go down next Friday, July 3rd. There's also a bunch of Kansas City Chiefs players that have reservations at the Marriott in Midtown around the wedding date as well. So I think all signs are pointing to this is happening. And you're going to be out there.
I just can't believe that I'm going to be in New York when all this is happening. So I just wanted you to know.
You should get in.
If I run into Taylor, I will, you know, pass on all the best wishes from everybody.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you'll see her.
Exactly.
Hey, she's like,
give her a big hug. I know. We'll take a selfie.
It'll be great. Yeah, it'll be great.
It could happen.
I don't know. I'm trying to put myself in that position. I'm not a massive billionaire megastar like that with a football player. I just don't know if I'd want that such a big bombastic wedding. I feel like I'd want a more intimate setting out in the country somewhere, not in the middle of New York.
Well, remember, she tried to do that up in Rhode Island, and I guess, like, they broke the news that she was going to be having it there, so she canceled. That's why she moved it to Madison Square Garden, is because she tried to have it up at an intimate spot, and then news broke about it, and she's like, you know what? We're having it at the Garden, so there.
Everybody to the Garden, so give me a tent. I need a tent immediately.
And they have so much security there. I mean, people can park underneath and they won't take pictures. So there's so many things that just lean to.
Can you imagine?
It was a smart decision.
I thought planning my wedding was a pain in the butt.
Oh,
I can't even imagine. Good God. All right, so ABC is reportedly reconsidering airing Taylor Frankie Paul's previously shelved season of The Bachelorette.
I can't believe that.
The network pulled season 22 just days before it was scheduled to premiere because she had all those domestic violence allegations.
Well, yeah, she
was like throwing chairs
at her kid,
hitting her boyfriend in the face.
Yes, allegedly.
Allegedly, although there's videos.
Are we still saying allegedly?
So I guess they still did a bunch of editing. The season's ready to rock, and they did a bunch of audience testing to measure viewer interest, and it sounds like there's viewer interest.
Well, yeah.
And I guess that she's got some sort of custody issue that's kind of going her way right now. She's got some unsupervised visits with her son, so they're thinking maybe the courts are kind of going more towards her, so it might not be as bad as they think, so we might as well air this season. I don't know. Who's not going to watch it? Jer slowly raises his hand.
But that's the thing.
A lot of people are interested,
I guess. Oh, yeah, because it's such a train wreck. I know people will be tuning in just to see what kind of craziness she gets into. I imagine that's a lot of the poll. But yeah. I just think for ABC, I mean, I get it. We're all about just trashy TV, but this is
extra trashy.
A little extra.
It's trashy with a side of smarmy.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one's for you, Katie. Sesame Street is releasing a 7-track album called Parody Party.
Oh.
It's going to have 3 previously unreleased songs and 4 new ones that put a kid-friendly spin on popular hits, including your favorite artist, Bruno Mars.
Yes!
I Just Might. And Cookie Monster does a version of it called Take a Bite. And it's all about cookies. Have you been good today? Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
I can't wait.
I'll give you a little bit of it before everybody drives into a light rail train. Here you go.
Then we gotta let them cool, let them cool, let them cool. And when we take them off the tray, ooh, they'll be ready to go. But we want to eat them now. Hey, Mr. Baker. Oh. We can't resist that buttery flavor. Oh. If cookie tastes as good
more?
Look right now, we will take a bite. A big bite. Me not going to wait. Me gobble up entire plate. Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey, Mr. Baker.
All right, that's all you get. Parents everywhere are like, hell no.
You know what? They missed an opportunity, though. Why aren't they calling it In These Streets?
Right.
Come on.
I don't know, baby. You reach out to the crew at Jim Henson's workshop, okay?
I will. Right after the show. That's
anyway,
the first line of business.
Parents everywhere, get ready for that.
That's
on
so
nonstop
cute.
On YouTubes.
Love that.
What's local stuff?
Okay, so we're going to start up things like giving love to a local Adams County firefighter. So here's a story. A person on an e-bike suffered a medical emergency and had to be transported to the hospital. But rather than leave that e-bike there, one of the firefighters said, I'm going to ride it back to the station so that person can just come by and get it after they're done dealing with their medical emergency, right?
Did he have his little fire hat on?
He did. He was dressed in his entire firefighter getup, right?
Kind of
sexy.
So he
jumps on this bike, getting ready to just, you know, press the on button and the e-bike goes, right?
Uh-oh.
He presses the on button and he realizes the bike's dead.
Oh,
it has
no.
absolutely no power left. And so he has to pedal this e-bike
so
11 blocks all the way back to station 11, I think
he's got those big firefighter's thighs.
The funny thing is so again, he's in full firefighter getup the entire time, but his homies are in the fire truck behind him documenting the whole thing.
As they should.
And then they put it on Instagram and they put the Wizard of Oz music behind him.
What's the Instagram at that time?
It's the Adams County Firefighters is what it is. Why don't you throw that in our Instagram stories, too, while you're at it. Oh, there we go. But absolutely adorable. And just one more way that our men and women who are in uniform and, keeping us safe, they're human, too. And they do stuff like this to make us smile on top of
the
protecting
firefighters
us.
Firefighters are goofballs, too, sometimes.
I love it. So thank you so much again for taking care of that person, keeping us safe, and making us laugh as well. I love our firefighters. Hey, this will get everyone excited because I know how much we love animals around here, and the Denver Dog Fair's coming up on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Yes! This is at the National Western Complex. Imagine the puppy passion.
Imagine
at this thing.
The amount of butt sniffing.
There's a puppy kissing booth. You can go kiss all the puppies you want.
Right after they've been sniffing those butts.
Yes, that's what you want. Dog adoption booths. There's doggy derby fun runs. And
what?
Celebrity dogs.
Like?
I don't know.
aren't all the big ones dead?
They'll be famous.
Is Beethoven
going to
be there?
I don't know what kind
Spuds
of dogs
McKinsey?
They're going to have. Probably some
Toto.
Instagram. Famous dogs, some celebrity doggy influencers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I'm sure that
McGruff.
You know, McGruff. Maybe McGruff will be there. He'll take a bite out of crime. I love McGruff. But they will have a furry fashion district.
Oh, God.
And more. Oh, my goodness.
Quick, name one event I won't be at this weekend.
Cuteness overload. I can't wait. Of course you're going to be there, Jeremy. It starts at 10, so don't be late.
Are they going to have a carpet area where all the dogs can drag their butts across it?
Oh, yeah. That's
brought to you by
fun.
Carpet Exchange.
Yeah, not only the dogs, you can do that too. You can fetch it until 6 at the National Western
what are you trying
Complex.
To say?
I'm just saying, if it's itchy, you gotta scratch it.
I got dude wipes.
Good. Good. I'm glad you keep it clean down there. And then the Great American Beer Festival. That
there
is
we
the
go.
Nation's favorite beer fest. That's coming in October, so October 10th and 11th. But tickets went on sale today for it. So if you want to tip mom back, you can get in on it.
And it's outside this year, too.
It is. And they've done this thing called Paired. Have you heard about that part? So it's their exclusive beer and food experience. So they have award-winning chefs there as well. And they'll pair the beer with some amazing food so you can walk around and eat and drink and have a best time. Well, if that's not it.
I guess.
If that's not it for
They're trying to class it up too much.
You don't think?
I've been to this. It doesn't need to be classed up.
We know what we're
there
for.
Just give me the line of the breweries. Give me the pretzel bites. Give me some beef jerky.
The pretzel necklace.
The necklaces
That's
that everybody
need.
Have.
Yeah.
And just let me just sample beer. I don't need a chef telling me what to pair.
Well, but I think that's
too
good.
Much, too fancy now.
They want you to keep, you know, putting that sustenance in the stomach. If you're going to be tipping them on back, you have to have a nice,
is that what it is?
Solid.
They're making it too fancy.
Starter. Well, I have something else for you. If what? That's not it, the Keystone Bacon and Bourbon Festival.
Oh,
that's this weekend.
Into
it,
Keystone.
Yeah. Okay. Saturday and Sunday.
You all right over there?
River Run Village. You can savor the scent of bacon and fresh mountain air. I love Colorado. I love that we just pair those two things. But bourbon and bacon festivals. There you go. A few things for you to get in on.
Not mad at that.
Okay.